Anna Kalenti is an American dancer and choreographer who has spent years of artistic life in Egypt. Her love for the land of the pharaohs began with Egyptian music when she was a child.
So I was used to being, from the time I was very young, a child of 7 or 8, moving and listening to different kinds of sounds of music, so I didn't find it hard to think about taking folkloric movement with ballet and modern and mixing it together. So I was experimental even as a very young child.
The American artist went to Egypt in 1984 to teach dance at the American University in Cairo, but another door opened up for her.
The Minister of Culture, they asked me to work with Feretrida, and I thought this is a wonderful opportunity. There are 40 dancers to work with, what better? And I wanted to do a piece that was very, very folkloric. And we put together a story, a simple story, and that's the story that I worked with on the company. So I taught them classes, and at the same time I worked with them in this choreography, and they performed it for many years.
With her success in mixing various types of American and Egyptian dancing, Diana Kalenti soon became a celebrity in Egypt. She was granted Egyptian citizenship, and she was given the chance to form a modern dance company.
I was working with dancers just coming who wanted to be part of this new group, and I worked a very talented young composer, Bassem El Attar, who made the music, and we made it into a 35-minute suite, the story of Bahia.
With the help of her Egyptian-Canadian husband, Kalenti co-produced a fictional movie called Search for Diana in 1992, which resembles her early attachment to Egypt.
It's the story of a young woman who feels somehow drawn to Egypt, and she somehow gets involved with an archaeologist who is uncovering tombs in Egypt, and there's obviously a connection with them that goes back to the ancient days.
Diana Kalenti is planning to go back to Egypt soon to work on another project.
I feel that I have a duty and an obligation to take what I learned over there, because it's not that I developed something in Egypt, I learned. I took what was my knowledge from here, I went over there, and I was able to absorb and learn and add. So I'd like to take this that was grown in Egypt to bring it over here to North America. I want people in North America to see the wonderful artists and the wonderful creations that were made over there.
Diana Kalenti feels artists can connect the East with the West because they see no separation between the two, and because people in both areas have the same human feelings. Mohammed El-Shinawi, VOA News.